Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and today is Friday, and it's the 21st of September, 2012, and this is our paranormal night. So if you have anything that happened to you or like to talk about, you know, as paranormal activity or situation, something maybe got thumped around in your attic or something, or you heard footsteps in your room, or something like that, or you felt somebody behind you when you're driving your car. All these things are possible and are more are likely, actually. So do let us know, and we'll see what we can do about them, if anything. So, Carrie, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everybody. So here we are on BBSRadio.com, Station 2 tonight. So I'm looking at the fast chat. There's lots of people signing on, so welcome to the show, everybody. Let's see, I'm going to open up. I didn't open it up yet. I'm going to open up the CLS questions at yahoo.com also. So you can send stuff over there if you would like. And I'm just scanning down to see if, no questions yet. Oh, but Gabe is saying, looks like Gabe did the whole life cellular mental healing, and Gabe is saying it's just fantastic, Ron. So maybe we can talk a little bit about that one to start while we wait for some questions or paranormal.
The nano clearing, isn't it?
No, not the nano, the cellular mental one that's in the bundle
okay.
That you're giving away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we can have Gabe call in, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I put him on the spot, but we're always on the spot here. So
yeah,
it would
so
be
if
nice
any, if
have
Gabe
a caller call in, you know?
Yeah, I'll give the numbers out if anybody would like to call in. So they're listed under the Station 2 Play button here. If you're, I think this website's probably the only way to listen. I don't think there are any other sites to go to. But BBSRadio.com/CreationLightShift will bring you to the page that's for Ron. So Station 2's numbers are, for the U.S. and Canada, the toll-free is 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471, or you can hop down to line 3, and that's area code 530-513-6472. Excuse me. So, while I've got it right in front of me, Ron, I'm just going to mention that I got my Conscious Life Expo catalog in the mail this week. So in case there's anybody who still doesn't know, we have a caller. I'll get you in just one sec, caller. Ron's going to be in L.A. at the Conscious Life Expo on October 5th, 6th, and 7th. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the first weekend in October. And there's an opportunity to hear Ron speak each of those days. And, of course, there's the booth down in the exhibitors hall, and the light infusion chamber will be there. So let's hop over to the caller, and then maybe we can talk about your booth a little bit more, Ron. So do we have a caller on the line?
Yes. Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
So, yes, my question is, when the entity leaves every 10 minutes, should we ask him to leave our knowledge and our memory bank before they leave?
You have no control over that. Because what's making them leave is the alien race that is getting the clone replica out of you. So you really have no, it would be an idea, but remember that very, very complicated because they have to reproduce everything around you. So I don't think requesting something like that, they wouldn't even care. But it is a good
question. We would have to restudy that information then every hour. If 10 entities live, we have to restudy unless we can hang onto it with our mind then some way, our spirit some way, right?
Well, once they're in control of you, it's hard to get disconnected, you know?
I'm just going to jump in, Ron, and clarify, because, Larry, I think you mistakenly misspoke there by accident. I think you mean clones, not entities, right?
Yes, I meant clones. That's right.
Okay. All right. So carry on, Ron.
So I think it's probably impossible to do anything to request anything with the clones. You can request sometimes a smarter clone, and that somehow people have got a smarter clone. Well, that might be all that you can really request, I would think.
But if I'm not on things when they leave, then it doesn't do us a lot of good.
Yeah, they, you know, remember, you're trying to control something that you have no control over. Otherwise, you'd be here all the time. And that's the sad part is, you know, having people kind of understand or even have the knowledge that not much you can do about the situation that you're connected with them. So it's, you know, you just have to take it as a given and know that you're changing yourself out, you know, quite often, you know, maybe every 10 minutes. So six times an hour, you are a different person.
So our spirit couldn't absorb some of that knowledge and be smart enough to do that?
Oh, the spirit doesn't take any knowledge whatsoever. The spirit doesn't grow, doesn't learn, doesn't need to understand more, because it's in the moment. It's just there to look at you and to create through you whatever you want to add some energy onto to have it help you with. So that's kind of what it's about. So a lot of people talk about that you're here for spiritual growth, you know, that you're here to learn something in this lifetime. Well, you're really trying to learn how to get the hell out of here. But all the karma, the thoughts of your ancestors come, you know, back into you, and then you can't, you know, come back into, you know, your whole consciousness. And so as you're being changed out quite often, it gets to be very difficult. So your spirit really has no choice over the body, and it's only a small little piece of you. Might be one millionth of you coming into your body, so it can't do a whole lot. That's a sad state of affairs.
Yes, I understand. Okay. Makes sense.
So it would be nice, you know, to be able to change something like that, but remember, this is still a prison planet, and that's where we are here, so.
Okay, I understand. Okay, thank you, Ron. That sounds good.
Okay. Wish I had better news for everybody.
It kind of helps that the spirit gives you in the moment, and it doesn't hang on to things or accumulate things in your memory. It's just something we dump, and we just hang on to what the spirit gives us in that instant, and that's all we have. So that's helpful to know that. And we don't learn, but we just get what's in the instant then. That's sort of a good thing to know.
Yeah, because your spirit only knows what's happening in the current moment. And anything else is much like a past life, and that past life, you know, it's gone. Been there, done that, and you have nothing to hang on to from the past. And that's the hardest thing, is that people are used to emotions. And naturally, because you have emotions, that ties you right into the past. And people want to relate to the past, relate to everything around them, which is going to draw them into the past, and when that happens, then you're back into the karmic cycle.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of what happens. So.
Okay, great. Okay, well, thank you, Ron.
Okay.
Thanks, Larry. So, Ron, we have a question over at CLS Questions from Marie. Let's see. It looks like this is about timeline crashing.
Okay.
I haven't seen another caller already. Okay. Let's take the caller, and then I'll come back to Marie's question. So do we have somebody on the line?
Yeah. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. It's Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Oh.
Hey. So I just wanted to say I was feeling really sick yesterday. And I literally felt like I was getting a really bad cold or the flu, and I had some clearings last night on one of the other radio shows and just wanted to say that today I feel completely different. I feel so much better. And I just wanted to let you know, Ron, and thank you for that. And I thought that the reason why I was getting sick was because there seems to be, like, a lot of really unusual cloud activity going on here. And I first was thinking, oh, this is really weird. How could this, like, be causing me to feel this way? And I didn't really know if it was the clouds. But we have had, like, the strangest formations here, and they've all been forms and shapes that you have described on the show, like these flat-bottomed huge clouds that are like dark on the bottom and flat. And we've had clouds that look like giant snakes. We've had clouds that look like huge aircraft carriers or like transport vehicles.
Wow.
And then the other day we had one that looked like this two huge alien-shaped eyeballs that were looking down at us. I was just like, this is crazy. Like, I've never seen clouds like this before in my life. And I am on, like, a photo sharing. I have a photo sharing app on my phone, and it allows me to, like, look at pictures all over the world. And I've noticed that it doesn't really seem to matter where anybody is. Like, I've seen them in Rotterdam, and I've seen them, like, out in California, sometimes, like, these insane clouds. And up in Canada, too, and I'm just like, well, okay, I don't know if this makes me feel better or worse because they seem to be everywhere. And, you know, I know other listeners have commented that they've seen clouds shaped like animals, and we've had those here, too. And I just can't believe it. I feel so much better today, and I'm just wondering if that was somehow related to these clouds. And I really think that it must be because I felt so sick yesterday, and today I feel fine. And I know Ron was, like, last night taking away some of the energy of the clouds, and I'm just going, like, gosh, this is really just very strange. So that was sort of my paranormal experience that I just wanted to share with everybody and maybe see if you had anything further to add, Ron, or, you know, I've been writing Earth Protect all day, so that also seems to be helping. And just maybe see if there were other listeners that had similar experiences.
Okay, well, we could do get rid of some of the energy from the clouds right now. So let's do that here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Boy, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. You may or may not feel this right now because you probably are not seeing your clouds, but, well, you may feel the energy. So hopefully you're feeling some type of energy from having these released from you. Let's see what else we can do here. Here we go. Releasing some more energies. Let's do the moon here. Here we go. You're getting rid of the moon. So one, moon energy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, how does that feel, ladies?
Feels good. It feels very heavy when it's being released.
Yeah, it can, because it's leaving you, and that's the negativity. I guess negativity would be the easiest word to describe this here. So that's what's happening, is that you're going through a transformation, getting this stuff out of you. So as it leaves you, you're feeling it leave, which would be heavy. So, yeah, that could be definitely possible.
Yeah, and then after it leaves, I feel, like, very relaxed. Like, even my voice feels, like, more relaxed.
That's great. Yeah. Do you do the gray skies clearing? I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I've had a lot of luck with it. The one day I started doing it, and I think I took a picture of it and sent it to Ron at one of the email addresses, because, I mean, there was like this really intense dark cloud hanging out over our house, and I started the gray skies clearing. Within a half an hour, there was like a portal of light breaking through it right above our house.
Wow.
And I even told my mom, I was like, Mom, you have to come here and look at this. And then I think, like, at one point we paused it because she needed to do something on the computer, and, like, the cloud came back.
Wow, really?
And then when I started it up again, it was, like, breaking up. So I just remember being like, wow, that's really, really cool, and just kept it going for as long as I could. I don't know. I started running Earth Protect today because I felt like it was more than, like, it was, like, more than gray skies. Like, there was something else charged up there that was happening. I don't really know what it was, but it definitely felt like, oh, I really need to clear this, so.
Yeah, I think I know Janice was typing in earlier in the fast chat. There are a lot of dark clouds over her at the moment, too. I guess just crank that gray skies clearing. I don't know what else to suggest.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would probably suggest doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even also, if you get the nano clearing, that could possibly, you know, move into that area too, you know.
Right, yeah.
Too
definitely.
Far with that on the air here, but the nano may help, you know.
Okay. I think that's going to be helpful for me on many levels, so that's probably going to be the one I'm going to do next.
Okay.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you, Liz, for reporting in on that.
All right, guys. No problem.
And for the photos, too. They were pretty creepy, I saw those.
Yeah.
Yeah, not nice. Okay, well, thank you. So, Ron, I was just beginning to read Marie's question. And she's wondering what she should put in the box beside her name, and she's written in crash all X lines, which I assume means timelines consecutively. So she's wanting to know if she can do this for the one issue I select without having to change the numbers 1 through 10.
Yeah, I think so.
And then run that for many hours. That's how I do it. I know some of the rest of us are doing that too, and I think it's working. So yeah, that, because then you can set your timer for, you know, a lot of hours, and you don't have to keep going back and clicking the drop down box, and you can run it when you're out, you know, with a photo of yourself in front of the computer. So okay.
Well, since we're doing alien stuff, anybody have any alien I guess stuff out there? any good movies?
Stuff out there.
any good movies about alien stuff? I don't know. Maybe.
I haven't been to the cinema in ages. Just trying to think what's going on TV with aliens. There's lots of new shows starting at the moment. I'm trying to think. You know, there is that. So I did see a giant billboard, and somebody had mentioned it on the Fast Chat a few shows back about a new movie called Loops or something, which is about time jumping and time travel. So I know that one's coming up, but I don't know specifically with aliens in them other than the ones that you've been talking about, Ron. So,
well, let's clear aliens that could be attached to your skin. So let's do that here. Remember, you may have something that is connected to you that maybe is on the top of your skin crawling around, and you don't know what it is. Maybe it looks like some kind of weird thing happening to you. And not knowing how or what it is, you might feel a little upset because you may have a rash or something. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Carrie. We'll just see if that, maybe somebody had some itches, didn't know what it was, and now we're maybe getting rid of some of these critters here, hopefully.
Yes, I'm sure we are. Thank you. We have a bunch of questions here. Some of them are just quick answers. I'm going to read those first, and then we'll get to the ones that might have longer answers. Mark is wondering if it's too late to get on the Sunday intensives if he missed the first Sunday, and the answer to that is no. You can come on at any point, right, Ron?
Yeah.
And he's wanting to know how much it is. Is it the same cost if he joins on the second one as for the whole package, or how do you work that? Of course, there's also the free big fat bundle in this one, too, so you're getting a lot this month.
Yeah, it's designed, the bundle's designed for people who get on for $200. So if you want to pay that, then, yeah, you can get the bundle because you get a big savings. That's the way it's designed to be used.
Okay.
Instead of having somebody come on the last call or something. But each when to get in the calls is whenever you choose to. So it doesn't matter when you join or when you get on it, you're going to be having clearings. So it's when do you want to step up to the plate to have clearings done? That's what it kind of amounts to when I look at it, is how well do you want to become? And when do you choose to, come forth to get these things off of you? So back to you.
Okay, so the answer is yes. Mark, hop on board, and if you'd like that bundle, $200. It's well worth it. There's a lot of stuff to clear in there, and there is a question about that further on that we'll get to. David is just writing in, Ron, that he does need the codes to the for the bundle. This is the Mind Matrix bundle that Ron's put together. And it has the Mind Matrix barcode, the cellular mental clearing, the whole life orb clearing, and the alien attack page. Ron's been super busy, just so you guys know. If you haven't received your codes, he's running around trying to get ready for traveling to these two expos. So, Ron, I'll just forward you an email that we have here at CLS Questions from David, so that just as a reminder to send him the codes if you haven't sent those yet.
Okay.
And then Michaela had a question over at the CLS Questions address. And Michaela, I'm just going to let you know that Ron actually doesn't want to deal with that on the show, and he'd like to deal with that topic that you've written about one-on-one with you. So I'll forward that email on to him also after the show, and you'll, I'm sure, get an email back from him. Let's see, that's that one. Was there another quick one? No, I don't think so. Okay, so we'll go to Raymond's question next. This could be quick. He's saying that he had a really weird dream last night, and he's asking if he could get a timeline crash for that.
Sure. So this will work for everybody. So think of the dream that you had. And it could be anything. A lot of people have the same dream. Maybe it reoccurs once a year or something. Which maybe the same alien race having you once a year as they're enjoying, getting energy from you. Or it could just be some people's dreams kind of advance. And the dreams start off with the same old dream, and it kind of like the plot, thickens. So everybody's a little different here. But to think of a dream that you've experienced, and we'll see if we can clear that from you. So here we go. One, two, 3, 4, and we're taking away the trauma of the dream. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, excuse me, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, my voice is going out, 6,
yeah.
7, get some water, 8, 9, and 10. If anybody had any dreams about drowning or something. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that should help. So just see what's going on. Where are you with the dream? See how you're feeling about the dream. And, you know, hopefully, as you look at the dream again, it's going to be very distant to you. So that's what I'm hoping will happen. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thanks. And then Janice is wondering if there are entities on other timelines.
Yeah, I'm sure they could hop in into you from a timeline, yes. Uh-huh.
So do the clones of us that live on other timelines, do they have emotional bodies, and then when that clone dies, we leave behind the ghost?
Yeah, let's clear some off here.
Okay.
So here you go, everybody. So we'll get rid of, you'd have to figure out an emotional situation that you're dealing with. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. So that's a clearing we could do for ourselves on the old parallel clearing, right? I would imagine.
Yes, uh-huh.
If we've done the whole life entity for here, we can plug it into to that other one.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and for anybody that's new and not familiar with all these clearings, they're available at Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com, creation, LightShip.com. And if you are new, a new listener, Ron recommends trying some of the free clearings first, which are on the homepage in a drop-down box titled Sample Healings. And try some of those out first and see how you feel. And, of course, a lot of samples are done on these shows, so you can get an idea of what's going on by your body's reaction to these clearings. So, Ron, Debbie was asking, can animals be affected by unseen things they are barking at?
Yeah, I'm sure that what they're seeing is something that you can't see, but they're seeing it, yeah. So they could, you know, definitely be affected by it. And they could even hop into their bodies. So that gets even a little more scary. scary sometimes. But yeah, all that's possible.
And of course, animals tend to see ghosts a little more than the rest of us, so entity clearing, probably the space clearing would be a really good one if you're having an animal that's clearly getting aware of stuff in its environment that maybe you or the other people in the house are not aware of. That might be a nice one to do for the animal as well.
Oh, yes.
So Corey is asking, back to the cloud topic, why do some clouds have wormholes?
Boy, I don't know. Maybe that's for aliens to come through that, into the cloud to connect here. So I just don't know much about that. I know they shouldn't be here, but other than that, it's just the way it is. We're on planet Earth here, and unfortunately, we're dealing with a lot of stuff that we really shouldn't have here. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right. Marie is asking Ron what you think about kids wearing braces to straighten their teeth, and the reason she's asking is because it can be painful for the child to wear those. So she's wondering what you think about that.
Boy, I don't know. I can't really, I don't have any real thing to say on that. I don't know,
Okay. So I guess if the child is having pain, Marie, and you have a child who's wearing braces and it's uncomfortable, I guess the pain body clearing would be a good one to do if that's the case. And I'm assuming that they're quite young, so that would be pretty inexpensive to purchase that and maybe get the unlimited so you can run it every day for the child, and so they're not storing up all that pain energy. And maybe some water charging for sore gums or something. That might help too. I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking out loud here. So Victoria is saying, my voice is hurting during clearings. Is it okay?
Her voice?
Yeah, so maybe throat, voice box, sore throat, kind of.
Yeah, that would mean, if you're feeling something in your body during a clearing, that's where the blocked energy is probably more prevalent in you. So if you've done a few clearings, then I would suggest probably do the special clearing. And from there, put in something to do with your throat or voice. I could do a clearing here for throats right now. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Feeling a little better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. So you were asking about any alien requests and the alien stories, and Patricia is asking if you could do a clearing for alien babies. That might be a bit of a whopper. Maybe it can
I don't know what I would do with that, you know. Because you got hybrids, you got alien babies out in the Beyondo. That could be one of your children or many children out there. I don't know what to do with that, so.
Okay. Okay. Annette is asking if you know how she can open up her mind's eye. So I guess that would be the third eye, probably, I'm guessing.
That I wouldn't even worry about or be concerned with. Your spirit does that for you, so. Typically, I would guess that the more you're in your body, the more you're going to be, you know, perceptive on some of the unknown stuff. But that maybe is not even a correct statement. So, again, just, you know, don't worry about what you think you're missing, because you may not want to see things, you know. So, or bring back stuff from the Beyondo. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I'm just hopping over to the LS questions here. Well, we do have quite a few questions about the... You were mentioning to me the other day, Ron, that you didn't really want to talk about the battle situation, so I think we should maybe address that, and if you want to explain how you feel about that lately, because we do have over at CLO questions, we've got a whole bunch of people asking about what's going on with the battles, and I know you... want to sort of back off from that a bit. So you want to just explain about that, or I can if you want, either way.
Well, there's always things going on. I don't always go there to look, even though I could be involved. I kind of myself put this on very low priority to look at things, because I'm too busy doing everything else. So, I know that the energy has kind of went up and down the last week. Why, I don't know. But, you know, I can sense that. Where it is now, as I look, there's still battles going on. And as I think we get closer to the end of the year here, it'll get stronger probably as each day goes on. As, you know, that 2012 date in December is what everybody on the planet is, tuning into or thinking about. And remember, when you think about something, that's how they get you abducted. So this is, I'm sure that the people out there battling these adjacent timelines, keeping them out of our timeline here, I am sure that they're probably disgusted with everybody on the planet for knowing about, I guess it's December 21st, because it's making their job much harder. But that's what they're actually doing, is getting them, you know, away from us. But still, as everybody starts doing more attunement work and bringing in more love energy and peace energy for 2012 and whatever somebody can conjure up by some alien with a microphone on the Beyondo channeling to somebody, we'll say, then they're going to be causing harm and stressing out probably more of the soldiers, you know, because they're going to be on extra alert. They do take the soldiers, though, and replicate them over and over again. So they can take a timeline that they got put onto and then go back to the real-life timeline and maybe wait a few seconds or so and bring them up. So you could be replicated, you know, 10 times or more out there doing battles. And remember, it's all on timelines adjacent to ours, or we'll say just next to our timeline here. And you don't know what's going to happen. So hopefully, you know, if anything came through here, then it'd be like the horror movie that you see on TV, where you start seeing alien ships coming down with their lasers blowing up things and rounding people up to maybe take them into the Beyondo or into prison camps or, you know, on the plate. So That's all I can say. I don't have much more details than that. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I think I may have heard a beep. I'm not sure. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, hi.
Hi there. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Annette.
Oh, hi, Annette. Go ahead.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Well, I was wanting to know if Ron can do a clearing for me. I don't know exactly what's been going on, but I've been feeling very tired lately, fatigue, not... I don't know, what do you call it, not aware, I guess. I don't know what it could be, but, you know, I've been feeling like this for the past 2 weeks or so.
Okay, so it feels like you're not in your body properly. So I'll just ask you, did you get startled one morning waking up or something? Did that happen to you?
Yeah, I get startled very easily. Doesn't matter if I'm waking up or, you know, if I'm at work and something.
Okay, yeah, but you may have had a crash landing. You may have come in at a crash landing, which puts you into a situation where your spirit came into your body improperly. So did you have any problems waking up in the mornings or feeling stiff? Anything like that, or
my bones crack all the time. Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we have here. Okay, so let's put everybody in their body properly. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. I'll count to five. I'm gonna take you on and put you back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. Okay, now how are you feeling?
I felt a little tingle on the left side of my brain.
Okay.
That's good.
Yep, everything is good.
So, Ron, maybe you want to quickly reiterate, we've talked about it on a few shows lately, Annette, but I don't know if you've been listening. Ron's been describing how we can do this for ourselves, get our bodies in straight if we feel like we're not quite ourselves, don't have good energy. So, Ron, do you want to describe how we do that?
Yeah, you have to command your spirit to leave your body momentarily and to come back in correctly, which means that it's aligned with your physical body structure. And that you can do. You can do like I do, just count to five, have it come out and go in again. And that's kind of the way it works. You don't want to be out of your body for a long time, naturally. But this process will allow you to come back in so that you are able to function more, maybe properly, better, you know. The problem is that...
I have very bad short term. I've been having really bad short term memory lately. Short term memory. I can remember things from way back, but 2 days ago, you know, I'm like, my friends are like, do you remember? No. You know, I don't know what's been going on with that either. I don't know what that can be from.
Well, that could be many things here. Boy. Don't know.
And I'm only 34. Never had a problem before.
Yeah. You know, more than likely what the problem is possibly nanotechnology is what I would probably refer to, okay?
Okay.
So nanotechnology is... interfering with your consciousness.
Are you familiar with that clearing that went up recently, Annette, the nanotechnology
clearing? I'm not. I've actually just started to come back on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to read about it, I'm pretty sure there's some text on that. Yes, there is.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com, and in the search bar, if you just type in the word nano and hit, you know, search or go, or whatever it says there, it'll pull the clearing up for you. So, Ron, you were beginning to describe what it is, so I just wanted to make sure Annette knows where to find it. So do you want to carry on?
Yeah, what it is that we have a technology out there that has been around maybe since the beginning of time here. You know, the aliens control time, so it's been here for quite a while. And it attaches to you and your DNA through the thoughts of your ancestors. So you can have something activated in you in this lifetime by the energies from the nanotechnology awakening something stored deep inside of you. And that could cause that type of problem. The nanotechnology clearing typically is there to help people who are getting numbed out and losing consciousness and forgetting things and stuff like that. So very possibly you may have got a heavy dose of this by breathing the alien energies in, the alien oxygen. You might try the alien oxygen clearing, but that's probably what I would say is something like that. It could be what your problem is.
Okay.
I'll do a fast clearing here for you. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, here we go. I'll count to five to see if we can take away some of that alien oxygen imprinting codes that are making you breathe less, which could be numbing out your brain with less oxygen. Making it very simple here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So, just kind of see how you are feeling now, okay? How's your thoughts?
I'm very relaxed. Clear-headed. Just relaxed.
You're fading out a bit there,
Annette.
It's a little hard to hear you.
Very relaxed, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that better? I'm relaxed. I'm clear-headed. I feel like I can breathe better.
Yep, that's what that clearing does. It can help you with that. That's the 2012 nanotechnology clearing. There's some other words or text in there, but I think you just typed in 2012 nano. And it's not that expensive either, I don't think. Is it, Carrie?
No, I think it's just $50, isn't it, for a month,
yeah.
I think, or maybe 6 weeks, and then there's the other.
Or maybe it's 25 and 25 or something.
Oh, maybe it was. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't remember. I'll try and go on.
Wow. That's great.
But it goes back to 2008.
What it's doing is you have implants in you. That's just one quick way of saying it. Implants came from this lifetime or other lifetimes, and they're laying there dormant until they get awakened. And all of a sudden, when they get awakened, they cause problems. So that's kind of what we're looking at here.
Oh, okay.
And so it's,
now, are you able to, like, scan bodies? Are you able to scan into someone's body and see?
Well, yeah, but I don't always look at people. They're just, everybody's full of gunk, so I don't I don't get involved with that. Everybody has too much stuff, you know.
We all have the nano stuff in us, though.
We all have nano stuff, so if you're, you know, if you're breathing better right now, then you know that very possibly you may want to have that clearing. Oh.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
Ron, you're right. It is $25. I'm just checking here. So that's a very, very inexpensive, great price clearing that gets rid of a lot of nasty stuff that's probably due to be activated this year, this summer. So, yeah, so you might want to try that one. And if you do it, we should probably warn you to take it real slow and steady on the first 50 or 100 years as you go back in time at 2,000 years on the clearing.
Wow.
We're getting really near the end of the show, so if you want to have, if you want to call in again and ask more about it, or listen to another show and type in, you know, can you talk more about the nano clearing? We can do that on another show, but I'm just realizing it's about 55.
Yeah, we got five tells. So yeah, we need to.
But thanks for calling, Annette.
Boy.
Oh, thank you.
I went by quickly on this show here.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Ron. I appreciate that. You have a wonderful evening, both of you.
Oh, you too. Okay, everybody, we'll put you into your heart. So we're going to do the Mind to Heart Drop and sign off here. So here we go. Tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, where we go up there and have some healing. So here we go. One, two, or counting down. Expand on your spirit to take your mind, your thoughts that you have, recycling, into your heart center so you can be at peace. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Oh boy, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, it should be in your heart. Anything you want to add, Carrie?
No, just the next show is tomorrow night at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, here on BBSRadio.com station 2, and if you haven't signed up for the intensives, the second of three Sundays is this weekend, and with it you get that really great Mind Matrix bundle that Ron has put together for everybody on that, and that will be up available for everybody else also soon. But right now he's giving it away to all of us who do the intensives. So I think that's it, Ron. I know we're running over a little here. I could probably give some more announcements out, but probably we should skedaddle.
Okay, so blessings, everybody, and we'll see you later. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, callers. And stay in your heart right now, and I guess our new slogan will be, you know, something like, you don't know what you don't know. So we're here to help you out with that. So blessings. See you later, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everybody.